Weiter in Shas, Birim Bamitziah, the Tzadi Dalat, picking up on Tzadi Gimel Mubis by the Baum of the Pays by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Hilig Mishnah. Zeev Echad Inanonis. Let's say I am watching your sheep and I have one Zeev, one wolf comes and attack. That's not good an onus. If something happens, I'm responsible for it. The Gemara is going to explain this. Shnei Zeev Onis. Well, two of them is going to be onus. One of them I can just shoo away. Two of them not able to do it. Rabbi Huda Omer Bishas Mishlacha Zeevim. If it's during the time when Zeevim are coming after people, Rashi says, Shechaya Ra Mishlachas that even, you know, one of them is coming, then, you know, this is from the Lord, and this is, that's dangerous. And after Zevechad Onis, even one is going to be, it's going to be Onis. Shnei Klov Min Onis, if you have two dogs coming together, then it's not considered an Onis. Yadua Bavli, Omrim, Mishum Rabbi Meir, it's a person's name, Meruach Achas, if the dogs are coming from one direction, it's an Onis. It's not an Onis, because the two of them coming together, because you can scare them off. Mishnei Ruchos, but it's coming from two sides, then Onis, that's considered Onis, that means that they're really brazen, each one of them. Halistim, and Listim here means one individual person who comes and attacks. Hare's Onis is called Onis. Hare, if it's a lion, Hadov, Bardalis, Vanochas, all these animals, Hare, Onis is considered Onis. Amasai, when is it true? Bizman Shabo Me'alem, that's when they came, the animals in their advance, they come on their own. But if the sheep brought them to them, that's not called an onus because you shouldn't have brought the animals over there. Mesa kedar of the animal dies kedar normal, then harizah onus is considered onus. Not, you know, you're not chayav for it. But if you go and you afflict it, you give it the smackdown. Rashi says that you didn't feed it well, or you left it out in the summer, in the hot summer, in the winter because it's cold. then a person's going to be an onus, not called onus. Also, the Rosh Yitzchukim, if it goes up to the top of this mountains, Venofen, it falls, Harei Zan Onus, it went on its own. But Hel, the Rosh Yitzchukim, if you brought it up over there, Venofen Mesa, it dies, an onus is not considered onus because you shouldn't have brought it there. Ivo Tanya, Zeev Echad Onus, only if it's one wolf, the Mishnah started by one wolf is considered onus. But we said over here, Vatanya, Zeev Echad, I'm sorry, we said that the Tanya starts up by saying that a single wolf is not considered onus. But when we say Zeev Echad is onus, even that's if it's being sent by the Lord. Rabbi Huda Amar, Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda. Halistem, Hari is onus. If it's listem, if it's considered a criminal, then it's an onus. Amar, why? The Loki Gavra La Degavra. Fight against them, one against one. Amar Rav, but listen, Mizir, we're talking about where they're armed. They're armed bandits. It's armed criminal. Ibayilu, they ask, but listen, Mizuyim, Birob, Mizuyim. Let's say each one of them have weapons. Ma, what's going to be the din? I have a weapon, they have a weapon, then what's the din over there? Mirmir, do we say, Oki Gavra La Degavra? They'll fight? Ready, fight. Maybe we say hi Masar Nafshe, hi Lo Masar Nafshe. One of them's willing to give his life. That's the band. The criminal's willing to give his life. He knows that if he gets attacked, he's going to go and he's willing to go and die for it. But here, why should I die for such a thing? Mustab, it makes sense to say the hi Masar Nafshe, hi Lo Masar Nafshe, and therefore it's considered onus. Let's say shepherd met him. He says to him, "Gan Vasari, you terrible criminal! Biduchta Planya, even we're sitting in this particular place, right? And you don't even try to pull any shtick. Beep, turn the page. Sadi dam off. Kach v'kach kavrika. By the way, we have this many people with us. Kach v'kach kablika. But then we have these many dogs with us. Kach v'kach zuksab sikalon. We have these type of people that can, you know, shooters that are going to shoot at you. V'oz v'shakum v'nei. Then he comes and he seals. So then, my, what's going to be done in such a case? Says Gemara, Amalei, Habi holi." It's like you brought him to the criminal. And therefore, you're going to be chayv. Zok the next Mishnah. Masne shomer chinam. Shomer chinam is someone who guards, but he doesn't get paid for it. He can be masne, make a tenai, leos pata mishvo, to make him pata from actually having to make a shvo in the first place. That's before he goes and he takes it. You want me to guard this? I say, listen, I'm willing to do this, but only on condition that if anything happens, I don't have to take a shavua, I don't have to do anything, and I'm off the hook. If you want that, great. If you don't want that, then no problem. The ashol on someone who borrows concealers, put them in the shine, they put them from having to pay. That is that if there's some sort of onus or gets stolen or lost, no sesachav asocher, if they get paid or they rent, leos pturim, shavua, and mishalim, they could also say, like, that what, I'll take this on, I'm going to do this on tonight, that if afterwards it gets ruined because of onus, that you're going to believe I don't have to make a shavua at all, and that if it gets lost or stolen, then I'm going to be pater, I don't have to pay. Kola Masta Mashakosa Batarin, when he makes a Tanai and something which is written in the Torah, Rashi's Begumara first, so the Gemara is going to explain what this is talking about. Then, what's a din? Tanai Batal. You can't go and make a Tanai and that which the Torah says. So it's going to be Batal, Vachot Tanai Sheish Maisa Betchila. So, in any Tanai that the action is before the actual Tanai, Tanai Batal, it's Batal. Vachol, that means it has to be that I say the Uktanai Sheish Maisa Betchila. So, actions before time. It has to be like, if you do this, then you'll get that. It can't be like, you'll get this if you do that. So it's got to be that first, the Kotanaisha It's tonight first. Any type of thing that could be eventually done, and it makes a time with the beginning time, that's going to be mikoyim. Amai. Now says the Gemara, why would it be able to get out of the cases when Mishnah starts off and says, I'm allowed to make a deal that, like, I'll take this upon myself as long as I'm not going to be chayav in certain levels? It's going to be batal. So why do you say it's good? Ha mani, who is that going like? Rabbi Yehuda, he the Amar, but davar shabamamun tonight kaim. It says, there's a difference with the type of thing we're dealing with over here. When you're dealing with a davar shabamam, when it comes to money, then you can do that because you're willing to be mochel certain things. That's not an issue. The time went to the brisa. How many times someone says to a woman, you're married to me on condition that you, that I don't have to give you food, clothing, or ona, or intimacy. How are you doing? That's they're married. And it's batal. Again, never said, but they are married. When it comes to money stuff, then the tonight is going to be upheld. And that is the din of what we're talking about over here. The Kedushin is Kedushin, and the other on her ona, but not sharing Ksus, because that's that part is over Sheba Mamon, and that's Rashi spells that. Okay, now says the Mima says Munkas like Rabbi Yehuda. Can we really say the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Ima Sefer, let's look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. Kol Masa Masha Katsu B'Torah Tanai Batal Asal Rabbi Meir. That goes according to Rabbi Meir. So then it sounds like the Mishnah is going from Meir. Come on, Holo Kasha. Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we can say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. A Sefer B'Davar Shenu Masha Mamon, and the Sefer is talking about a case which is not dealing with money. So the Mishnah, can we explain to Rabbi Yehuda, because he also is going to look at the idea of Tanai that one's going to be putter from non-money things, that doesn't work. Aim a seifa. Frankly, come on, hold on a second, but look at the seifa. Kol tanai sheish ba ma'isa b'tchilas. Any tanai that has a ma'isa that says, speaks about the action before the actual tanai. Tanai batal is batal. Man shamet le disle hasvar. Who is that? And who says that? Rabbi Meir. He. The time went to the brisa. Abba chalafta amar b'kfar. Chanani amar mishum. Rabbi Meir. Tanai kol ma'isa. If the tanai kol ma'isa harize tanai, that's called the tanai. Ma'isa kol the tanai. Ainu tanai. That's called the tanai. Which means that that's going according to Rabbi Meir. So what's going on? What's the mishnah like? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. Both what? Says the Gemara, Ella Kuler Meir, the Holmes is a Meir. Avishani Hacha, a reference to the Shom over here, it's different. Why the Meikara lo Shibit Navshe? He wasn't Meshabit his Nefesh to do this unless you're willing to go and accept such a thing. You can't do it with marriage, though, because when it comes to marriage, it doesn't work like that. The whole thing is intrinsically bound to Sher Ksus Anona. When it comes to being a Shomer for something, that doesn't have to be that I'm doing that. And therefore, if I go and accept myself on that, then therefore that's actually going to work. Tana, Master Shomer Sachalios Kishoel, and it says in the Braisa that a Shomer Sachar can make a Tanai to be Chayiv as a Shoal. That's upping the level of Chayiv. B'mai Dvarim, B'mai, how's he doing that? B'dvarim with words? He's just by saying that? That's not going to be doing anything, because just saying your words, Rashi says, B'tamiya, that's not going to do anything. There's no Kinyan happened, nothing happened. Amar Shmuel B'shekanu Miyadov, he does like some sort of Kinyan Sudr, right, that he gives over a kerchief and he takes upon himself for that. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afil Tema B'shelokanu Miyadov, even if he doesn't do that. B'ahi Anah, the Kanafik Lay, the Inish Mehem, the who? With the Anah, the people are going to say, wow, this guy's so trustworthy, he's so amazing that he's willing to go and take up a Sambi even more. That Anah is considered like he already was Machayim himself. V'chol, next part of the Mishnah, V'chol Shef Shalil Kaim himself, anything that could be upheld in the end, then it's going to work. Kamar of Tavel Merav, Zudiv Rabbi Huda Ben Tema. Avachamram, they say, Afu Bisha Iav Shalil, even if it's not possible to go and do the tonight, the Kaim of itself to uphold it. V'chol, Lomitchil also, tonight Kaim, it's still going to be upheld. Tani Rolent and Abbas, I raise the Gitech, this is your get, Amanashi Tali the Rakia, you go up to the Rakia, to the sky. Amanashi Tali the Tom, you go down to the depths of the existence of the world. Amanasha Tivli Kana shall may among the swallow a reed, which is 100 amos. Amanasha Tavri as a Yamagodberg, like you go across the Yamagod on your feet. Then what's it then? Niskayim tonight. The tonight is Miskayim. If it's a Skyim or is a get, it's a get. Lone Niskayim tonight, but if not, then it gets not a get. Abi Huda Matema Omer Kazeh get. This is a get, even if the Tanai is not Mikubal. Klal lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Kol sheyef shalo l'kaim v'sofa, and the can't be Mikubal v'sofa, v'hisna alav v'tchilas, and your mas on it, eno elo kemafliga v'kosher. It's only trying to push her off and trying to cause her stress and pain, and Rashi she'en b'liba l'shum Tanai, elo laknita ba'am, it's cause her pain. Mirachka v'docho, some of the varm, he's pushing her with words, it's still kosher. Amar v'nachman amarav, halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, halach v'zakim, amar v'nachman yisak, masisa, nami daik, the Mishnah also is medaik, that the Tanai it says, Kol she'ef shalo l'kaima b'sofa v'hisna lo mitchilaso t'no kaima t'v'kaima ho e'ef shalo l'kaima v'inari b'tu t'nai b'tu shma amino hajin alocha socher es apolim mazel tov for finishing the 7th parak m'sechas bab m'tziyo in the la 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 hey in the la 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 oh you know our minog when we say hajin alocha go back now to pay gimel what do we say socher es apolim v'amel lehem lahashkim lahariv etc. Okay, now that we're yo to that, let's move on to the 8th parak of m'sechas bab m'tziyo. Now we get to break down the different ideas of the Mishnah that we had saw that discussed the different shomrim and their chiyuv, the levels of chiyuv, and what each one of them, well, where we learn it out from. Zok the Helga Mishnah. Shol sapar v'shol ba'aleh ba'aleh. Let's say I go and I borrow a cow from you. You have a cow, I borrow the cow, and I also borrow you. And I want you to come along and help me with it. Oh, sachar ba'aleh ima, or I hired its owner with it. I think I just repeated the same thing. Or I rented you, I paid you to do it, but I'm borrowing the cow. But let's say we're in the case of, I ask you, I either hire you or borrow you. And afterwards, I'm shalos hapara. So the first case is talking about we did it simultaneously, and the second one is talking about that I started you and then the cow. And then the cow dies, pater, I'm going to be pater. Shem, because the post says, imba lo yishalem. That if the owner is with it, then I don't have to pay. Beep, turn the page. Atzadi dalam abeis. However, aval shalos hapara, say borrow the cow first. V'achekach shalos habayla maschorin, or then I hired you or borrowed you. Mesa then dies. Chayv mechayv shenemer ba'alav enimo shalom yishalom. The baal is not with it, then you have to go and pay. Says the government. Gitani seifa v'achekach shalos hapara. The fact that the seifa says, and after I borrowed the cow, michlal the reish gitani the gitani ima. At the reish, we do it simultaneously. Ima mamish is done exact same time. Mo mamish mishkachas la is able to happen. We do it exactly the same time. Par b'mishicha b'ayla b'amira the para. I'm able to take, you know, I acquire through Mashiach, pulling it towards me or causing it to move by yelling at it, whatever it may be. Or by the mirror, but just speaking out. So how can you say it happened at the same time? Yiboy Seima, one answer is could go into Karma Parah b'chatzer d'shal. The Parah is already in my chatzer when the owner says that he's going to lend him and me it. The Lomichsa Mashiach, I'm not lacking in the Mashiach because it's in my chatzer. Yiboy Seima, another answer is the Amalei that he says, At gufach lo tishal, you yourself, or I say you yourself, and that becoming borrowed, Atas Mashiachas Paroscha, until I do Mashiach on your Parah, and then it comes at the same time. Tinana, some Arba, Shomerim, four different types of Shomer. Now we talk about the where we learn everything out. Shomerchinim, Vashom, Losisach, Vashokher. Shomerchinim, Nishba'al Kol. He swears on everything, even something. I'm sorry, everything except for, he swears that he's off the hook, except for it's Poshea, then he's going to be Chayef. So he says, I didn't do it, I didn't get, it was stolen, it was lost, something like that. He doesn't have to pay for anything as long as he swears, unless he was negligent. Vashol, Mishalim, is a call to show the borrower, ooh, this guy's Chayef for everything. No, say, Sachav, Vesoch, and Ishmael, Mel, Shvura, Ve'ala, Shavuya, Ve'al ha'meisa u'mishal mesavidu v'esagneva. But if you're dealing with the money issues, that is someone who's he's dosi sachar that I pay him to guard it, or he rented it, then he has to go and swear if the animal breaks, in other words, breaks a leg or something like that, and if it gets kidnapped, and if it dies naturally, and then he goes and mishalman and he pays for the loss. Mishalman savidu v'esagneva pays for law if it gets lost or if it gets stolen. Mina and Amila, where do we learn these things from? Here we go. Titanu Rabba, one. We have a whole series of psukim that we're going to be learning all of this out from. And is essentially three different idea psukim that bring in all these in Yanim. Not three psukim, it's more than three, but three different sets of psukim. It's like three psukim, then another three psukim, then a two psukim. And we have to figure out which of these psukim are talking about which of them, of the levels of shomer. Parsha Rishon Nemar b'Shomer Chinam. So we say straight up is that the first parsha is talking about a shomer chinam. Shnei b'Shomer Sachar. The second one is talking about one is a shomer sachar. Shlish is b'Shoel. And the third one is talking about a shoel, one who borrows. B'Shalom Shlish is b'Shoel makes sense to say in the first because it says straight up. V'chiyishal ishme imre eyu v'nishparweis. Someone goes and borrows from his friend the animal. It breaks, you know, breaks its leg or it dies. Ba'alav eni moshal mishlem with the ba'alma not with him. Then he has to go and pay. It says straight up talking about a shoel. Ela Rishon b'Shomer Chinam. Shnei b'Shomer Sachar. How do you know that that's the case? You want to say that the Rishona, the first pasuk is talking about Shomachin, the second one Shomasacha. Ibachan, I would say it's the opposite. Says Gemara, no, Mastabesh Tniyah B'Shomasacha. Makes sense to say that the second one is the Shomasacha. Why Shekin Chayv B'Gneva V'Aveda? Because you Chayv with Gneva and Aveda, the second one, second set of psukim of a higher level of Chiyav, and
It makes sense to say that because of the fact that he gets paid, he should have a higher level having to watch it. Says Gemara, Adarabba, Rishonu Mishar Mesachar. We said the first one's talking Mishar Mesachar. Why? Because you have something more chamer there. Shekim Mishalim says Shlomi Kefil, but Torin Tanis Ganav. Says Torin Tanis Ganav. That is if he goes and he says somebody stole it, but I'm off the hook, and he swears because of that. And it turns out after he was lying, he's to pay Kefil. So we double. That's a higher level of accountability. Then we see that that pasuk is going under Shlomi Mesachar. Says the Gemara.
Afilu hachi, even so, karnab, the second pasuk actually is more chamor than the first one. Why? Because karnab lo shvua, because there's a chiyuv to pay the keren when he says it gets stolen, the value of it, even without having to take, you know, any sort of shvua, that any sort of lies of it, straight up the keren. Adifa mikfeilu b'shvua, that's even more chamor than the kefal of shvua. So it makes sense to say, like we said, say the Goran Tatum, makes sense to say that the hashol kol anasa shalom, kol anasa shalom, when it comes to hashol, all the anas is his, veinu mashalim ela keren. And what does he do? All he pays is the keren, which means that he's getting that chamor thing over there. He gets the most chamor, and that part is in there. So if it makes sense to say that one is first pasuk. First pasuk is Shomer Chinam. First is that. The second is Shomer Shomer, and the third one is talking about Hashol. Says the Gemara, Hashol calling Hashol. Is it really true? You want to say that the borrower, that all the hana is his? Well, by Mizona, he has to pay for the food that he rents the animal. He has to pay for feeding it. So how could you bring a raya that the second pasuk is greater chumrah? But the fact that how can you base your raya of the second pasuk being more chamor because of the fact that there's no a loss to go ahead and borrowing. Says Gemara, the kaima bagam. You know what we're talking about? Because maybe the animal is in the agam, is in the swamp, and even so, the borrower has to go and pay the keren if it turns out to be stolen, which would prove that the second one is more chamor, and that's such a case. He's not paying anything. He's not giving him any food. But he has to go and watch it, and the borrower has to, either spend his time by watching it or pay someone to watch it. So I could just bring, base your raya, the second possibly more chamor, or the fact that there's no loss to the borrower if he's paying someone to watch it. But not the masa. You know what we're talking about? A city watchman is there to watch everything. And therefore, there's no loss over there. And even so, you see, therefore, it comes to be more chamer. Or if you buy Sema, lo tema kol hanashalo. Don't say a borrower that everything is his. Ela'ima rovan ashalo. Majority of the no is for his. It belongs to him. Says the Gemara, it says Rashi, she'enero tzatzchach, but he doesn't give schar. If you buy Sema, the answer, but she'elis kalim. We're talking about where he borrowed kalim. And when you're dealing with kalim over there, you don't have to go and feed it. And you can just watch it in your own home. And there's no issue over there. And even so, the borrower would have to pay the keren if he says that they were stolen, which means that the second pasuk is more chamor. And like we had said already, 1, 2, and 3, each one going with what we said. Shomer Chinam, Los Yisachar, Shomer Sachar, and Shaul. Now, says the Gemara, Los Yisachar v'Sachar nishboin al Shavura. We said in the Mishnah that someone is a Shomer Sachar and who pays them rent. I'm sorry, he gets paid to watch it, or a socher, a renter, they have to swear if he gets Shavishuva, Shuva, Misa, Moshama Savidu, Sagadeva. Bishlam Gadeva, Dixiv, he has to pay, because it says, Vim Gun, if you're going to be Mo, you shall not bother to pay. El Aveda Minolan. How do I have to pay for Aveda? If the Gemara at the time, Lieutenant Bryce, Im Gunov, Ye Gunnave, and if it will be stolen, he has to pay. Ainly El Gineva, Aveda Minolan, how do I have to stolen? It lost. Tamor, Vim Gunov, Ye Gunnave, Mikol Makam, which means if it's like not with you in any circumstance, meaning it gets lost as well. This makes sense according to one who says that the Torah lo minan. I'm sorry, one who doesn't say that the Torah dibur kolosh mini adam. So if you don't say the Torah speaking like people speak, then we can make this drasha of yiganev. El amanda amir arminu dibur Torah kolosh mini adam. This is the people who speak. If it gets stolen, then gonav yiganev. That says just stolen, not lost. So ma'ik lememer, what are you gonna do now? How are you gonna understand where we learn the idea of lost? Amir b'amirav a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Uma gineva shekrov l'ones mishalim. When it comes to gineva, which is closer to being a ones, right, out of your control, and you still have to pay, then aveda shekrov from the Peshia, which is closer to Peshia, because you lost it, you could have been more careful in watching it. Lokosh again, of course you'd have to. It says Gemara, affecting one of Idach, but according to the other opinion, so why did the Torah say, Im Gunav Yiganev, when it could have just learned it from the Kavachomer? Mil Sadat's the Kavachomer, Tarach Vakosav Lokra. In a Hanami, could have been learned by the Kavachomer, but still decided to go and read it anyway. Vashol Mishalim Mesako, the one who borrows has to pay for everything, right? Even if it's going to be an onus. Mishlam Mishavuro Mesaduk Savin Standard, if the Shoal has to pay, if it breaks, or it breaks a leg, or it dies, the Savachi Shalishimim, or Eovinishmar Mes, that's straight up. El Shavuya Mishol, I mean, how do we know that it gets captured, it gets kidnapped?
that is going to be chayiv. V'chitim and nielif mishruo mesa v'nasil tzonid afram breaking leg and dying malishruo mesa chikain onsa de salika daitehu, which is out of your control. You couldn't have expected that to happen. Torah mishvua. Well, you want to say the same one there? Shekin onsa de lo salika daitehu. You want to say it's going to go from there, which also couldn't have come up in your mind. Let's get that clear again. The other one was something that was unavoidable, but you could have anticipated it happening. But here, this is unavoidable that you couldn't have anticipated it happened. So you can't say we're going to learn it from there. Ela nemer shvura mesa b'shol. It says shvura mesa b'shol. The nemer shvura mesa b'shol mesachar. And it says also by shomer sachar. Malahol and shvuya. Just look over there. It has the word shvuya also. It says if it gets captured. Afkan shvuya. You also do that as well. You could say, how could you compare them? Malah shomer sachar. When it comes to shomer sachar, shekain liftor, which was done for the purposes of pattering it. Tomer b'shol. You're going to come and say it by a shoel. Where shekain lechiyuv, which is going to make you chayev. It says over there by the shomer sachar, and if you get sitting up there, you're off the hook. Over here, you're going to say that you need to say on the hook. Elik Rav Nasan, the time we learned in the brisa, Rav Nasan Omer O l'rabba shvuah. When it says the word O, that includes the word shvuah. So it says that if you borrow from your friend and the animal has a break or it dies, and the O is coming to include that. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Hi, O, mi boile lechalek. We need that O in order to go and split up the two concepts. I would have thought, ad mitbira umesa lumachayiva, until it breaks a leg and dies, I'm not going to be chayiv. Kamash Malan, for the O comes to split that. Hanli, Rabbi Yochanan works well. Rabbi Yonasan works well. Rabbi Yonasan would say that the word O the attempt to use the word O as a drasha would work within Rabbi Yosan, who would say that you don't need it, and therefore is coming to teach you this as well. It's coming to teach you about kidnapped also. Rabbi Yoshia, my claim, what are you going to say to Rabbi Yoshia? According to Rabbi Yoshia, the word O is not something which is unnecessary. We need it. So why? How do you know they're going to be chayav for getting kidnapped? The Tanya, where do we see that they actually have this machlokas? Ish asher yukalos avavis ima. The pasuk says that a man who curses his father and his mother, this guy is dead. He's going down. The pasuk gets off of there and says that if a person, if someone, the full pasuk is ki ish asher yikalos avavis ima mos yuma aviv ima kila dama bo. So now we say ish ish ainli ela aviv ima. I didn't know his father and his mother. That if you curse them together, aviv below yuma ima below aviv minayin. How do we did one without the other? We're going to say you're going to be chayev. Aviv v'imo kilel, aviv kilo imo kilel. It says in the end of that pasuk, aviv imo kilel, aviv kilo imo kilel, which is telling you that he curses his father separately, or if he curses his mother separately. That's Rabbi Yoshia. If you notice the number, mash mashteim ke'echad, the first part of the pasuk, which says somebody goes and he curses his father and his mother, is mashma, that you're going to be chayiv when he curses both of them together. Umashma echad b'fneatzmo. And also it implies, it's mashmos, is he's also going to be chayiv when he curses only one of them, or each one by themselves. Beep, turn the page. Sadihei. Achi yifro t'lecha kosav yachtov. So therefore, the chiv is not going to be is not only where both of them are cursed together, unless it actually specified that they have to be cursed together. So where we learn Rav Yoshia from, says Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rav Yoshia. You could even say, even Rav Yoshia is going to be masking that the pasuk is including capturing the chalik hacha lo tzarich, because it's not necessary here to make a chilik between the idea of broken leg and death in order to be mechayev of the person for the limb by itself. My taima, why? Svaru, because that makes sense. Mali katala kula, mali katala palaga. What do I care if part of it was killed or only or the whole thing? If the whole thing was killed or part of it was killed. So Rav Yoshia would learn out the chiyav of a shoel for capture from the pasuk of it saying itself that the chiyav of a broken leg over there. Whew. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.